This is a meeting of the South Kingstown Sustainability Committee. It is Monday, June 17th. It's 6:07. I am Angela Tuoni, and I'm here.
Tony Silbert here.
Jim Norman here.
Rob Zernetsky.
Mark Russo.
And Jay Parker.
Excellent. We have minutes from a meeting to approve. Would now be the time for me to ask, because I wasn't here, would now be the time for me to ask about changes that are happening within the committee, or do we just approve the minutes?
I would just flesh out the minutes first and then ask questions about it after.
Okay.
You have questions on the minutes, is what you're saying, which is the item that says about the reorg. So that's what she's asking to clarify. So Mark's going to be our point of contact for the
time.
Okay. Yeah.
Not you.
No.
And when is this happening?
Next month.
July? Is it June? Yeah. Okay. Great.
I've offered to stay on as needed if Mark needs me or if anybody, you know, that helps smooth the transition.
But. Awesome.
And, why? I guess is my question.
We're losing a planning director. I'm trying to make sure that the planning staff is focused on planning.
That makes sense.
And I also think that I've been looking at the committees for a while, and we've had sort of a disconnect between some of the functions in government and some of the advisory committees that I think should be advising on the subject matter that they deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, sustainability relates more to energy and fuel consumption and sustainability in our building inventory and our fleet management than anything else out there. So it seems to make sense to me that the sustainability committee, which could have direct impacts on our operations, have the chance to do so. Other committees that we're moving around are the Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee, very much related to the function of policing, speeding, and pedestrian safety, engineering stuff, not so much planning. What are the other two that we had?
Affordable housing
and economic development, which are really, in my view, advocacy-type committees, not planning-type committees.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really committees that are planning for economic development. They're advocating for us to do something to generate economic activity.
Right.
So there's four committees. Of the seven or nine that planning currently staffs, are probably the four easiest to move and immediately find some sort of connection to a group that does something that would benefit from the input.
Okay. That makes sense.
Sorry, Nate. Then comes Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Mark's a director of facilities for this town. So Mark oversees all of our buildings and, in fact, has been implementing the electric vehicle program because the stations are at facilities that Mark oversees.
Okay.
He's been monitoring that. And, again, just sort of an example of how the committee's work and Mark's work make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
In fact, in my view, make a little more sense than the committee's work and planning.
I understand.
So we'll get there.
Exciting. Great.
We have all the same questions, by the way. So,
I feel like they're valid questions.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Happy to have you. So is there any other questions or chit chat on the minute?
Nope.
Shall we approve them?
I nominate a motion to approve the minutes.
I second it.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved. Correspondence and public comments. Anything there?
None.
Okay.
Rolling.
Great. Update from staff on planning department activities.
Other than the transition?
Okay, great.
I want to get an update on staff facilities activities, since that might be fun. What have you been up to?
I don't know if you received that
letter.
It's
not on the minutes, so
not on the minutes.
Keep this short.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I just crossed it out and replaced it with facilities. So.
Okay. There's a contract, I guess, on the town manager's desk for an energy project at the public services building and the wastewater treatment plant. Mm. So total lighting upgrade, LED, soup to nuts, all with individual controls on each fixture. So as people walk into the room, the lights come up, and as they leave, they go back out. So, so
just like in here.
It just takes a human element out of it.
Mm-hmm. What's the total value for the contract?
I haven't seen the contracts. I'm sorry to say, I was brought into this late in the project, so it's all through on-bill repayment through National Grid. So I think one is a four-year payback, and the other is a treatment plant. It's like a five-year payback.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I think it's in a draft form. It's coming.
It might have gone to Colleen this afternoon, and she was on six.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just a contract with National Grid so that he can put it on the agenda for the council. So, and other than that, we just have ongoing energy efficiency projects.
Any
fixture go down, I just replace it with an LED. I don't deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Any update on on the electric vehicle program?
I do. I worked hard on that memo. I don't know if you received it yet or not, but on the it's operating well. We are up to about a megawatt of power each month that we're dispensing to the electric vehicles. So
the ones at the
comfort station.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm using it right now.
Are you?
It's very comforting.
Did you walk up here?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So are you out back here?
Or? No.
Oh, okay.
Comfort station.
So I just received a report over the weekend for May, and we were just over another megawatt. So by the time we get done this fiscal year, ending June 30th, we'll be around $1,800 that we would have dispensed in electricity. So, and that was a 10-month period from last September.
And how is the electric vehicle for the town working out?
They love it. Other than being a little low to the ground, it can't really get on to job sites, but they are really happy with it.
Wow.
Well, if there's going to be more,
we need a truck.
Purchases, can we somehow get in touch with that charge up program again? Because I think when Doug talked about it, it was that it wasn't just one shot at the money, it was. And if there's going to be, if it's working out, there might be another department.
We should pull Doug's file. You want to pull Doug's file and send it up?
Paper. Looks like this.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
I've got all the digital stuff.
Yeah, just flip it up. We'll make an inquiry. Find out what's out there. Because they could use a truck. I mean, the car is not great for getting onto job sites. It's used by the inspectors. Mm-hmm. So if the inspectors are going out to see a construction site,
mm-hmm.
they have to park on the street and walk in, which is not the worst thing in the world, but
I think that at the time it was mentioned that whoever distributes the books at the library, some of that might be another use for electric vehicle.
Right. I was looking at the small transit vans, mm-hmm. But I don't know if they've gotten to electric yet.
Pickup trucks, I don't think have.
No, they have. Yeah. Ford's been doing
an
electric pickup truck for a while. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, either that or an SUV, something that's got more clearance. But that's for the library. It just makes that loop every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Seems like that would make sense.
Yeah,
it would.
Paid.
Right.
Old business, great. Continued discussion on mission, objectives, and priorities. we've got. Great.
I was hoping that we could actually just work on this together and try to nail down the language.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think once we have this, then it's, we go to town council and talk about what we've been up to, accomplishments, our proposed change of our charge,
mm-hmm.
and the addition of the members, and we go from there. So, is that,
yeah, it'd be nice
so,
if we could.
Does that work?
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone, do you know our old charge or the new charge?
No.
This,
is that it?
This is the first revision of the new one,
mm-hmm.
and this was the old one. It was all heavily energy focused. And
yeah.
from the first time we got together, we're like, well, mm-hmm. we are not just the energy council. We're
right.
energy, waste, and water were the three primary areas that we were looking into, and we had identified ways of supporting or providing advice and guidance on operations for exactly what you're talking about, the facility and town purposes, but then also how do we look at these other areas, waste and water, as well as energy, for advocacy, education, and figuring out what is in our bailiwick and what should remain outside, and engaging sort of the community and helping
right.
to stimulate some of the ideas and energy for what our task and charge should or could be.
Yeah.
And this is where
good
we're
intro.
Out. That's all I got. Anything else?
No, I think we also wanted to change just because there's a lot of specific things in here, also very vague things in
mm-hmm.
here. So I think we kind of wanted to open it up to be able to...
Yeah, I had a chance to spend some time on it, and in fact had rewritten the whole charge.
Great.
And then decided, yeah, this is crazy, because you know, I get to the point where the sustainability provides guidance to the council on early childhood education, retirement fund. I mean, the point is it got very broad because sustainability is a very, very broad concept.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to maintain a society, you've got to worry about early childhood education and you've got to worry about retirement funding. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's too broad, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't need a committee that advises on all. The committee of everything. Kind of like the committee of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But I did sort of sharpen my thinking about how I might help you guys engage in a conversation that might produce a good statement, a good mission statement, purpose. My thought is you got to work from the sort of within concentric circles and start with your broadest aspirations. What is it that you want to achieve in the biggest sense? What's the ultimate, you know, sort of thing that when you skip out of here 10 years after having been on the sustainability committee, you get to say the committee achieved.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. And then I think you work in from that and you start looking for practical, you know, concrete things that the council and the town government can benefit from. So I'd start with that. What is it, you know, and you guys have probably had this conversation. I haven't.
We have.
So what is it? What do you
so
want
we,
to do on the... On
we
the,
have a document that we started ages ago with Chelsea before Doug, where we had visioning, where we did some visioning work. And I can resend that. You've seen this, right?
We did.
I don't think this is necessarily a whole big visioning exercise.
It's
not. I think there's two or three statements about what you want.
Right. And really, I'd say I don't want to dominate the conversation.
No.
I'm just pulling up the documents.
We spent a lot of time on it. I think it's worth refreshing.
Yeah. So it was making an impact in those three areas more than just the narrow focus of energy here. And I think the bigger thing was looking at the stakeholders that we wanted to impact. So if you're thinking of your concentric circles, the big hope expanding to more than just energy,
we couldn't, you know, we started talking about livable, you know, towns and cities. We went to that health and wellness and all those directions and really tried to hone in on those three. And then we were talking about government and public as one broad stakeholder group, town council, town manager, building, facilities, public service, planning, zoning. And then we're also talking about schools and community and where we could have the biggest impact. Schools is a little bit of a pushback because they have their own governance structure that's outside of the town. We could be influencers, but not necessarily have the same impact.
So let me ask you this.
Businesses.
You've used the word impact twice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by impact?
I'll open it up to others to chime in.
Well, I guess to try to change the way that the town looks at things and does what it does. I mean, it's funny how there's been a lot of discussion about solid waste.
Yep.
And, you know, we have a system that is doesn't really reel in solid waste. It just, you know... So it's how do we take all those parts of the solid waste problem, whether it's yard waste, recyclables, or
energy,
trash.
You know, energy can go in this too, the reduction of waste. Yeah.
And how do you go and make it so it works more efficiently and is actually profitable for
them? So it sounds like what you mean by impact is identify failures, identify strategies for improvement, and help people understand that they adopt those, force the adoption, encourage the adoption, adopt those. It's identify failures, identify solutions, and adopt the solutions, right? Okay, and that's with regard to energy and waste and the other stuff.
I think that's a part of it, and I think the other, because that's more of a town or high-level guidance part of it.
Yep.
I think the other piece of that is that something that was really important to all of us when we started this committee was to create a well-informed community.
Residents, businesses.
Right.
Educate.
So people know best practices or are connected to resources that may be helpful.
That prompts two thoughts in my head. Educate and train, those are two very different things. Education is basically a propaganda activity. Training is an actual hands-on,
mm-hmm.
provide tools and help disseminate those tools to people who then can use them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I find...
More just in education or training?
I find that the bag ban, which we're not supposed to call that, is somewhat of a failure because it doesn't train people to do anything different than they've done before other than going to the store and getting some
right.
sort of container to put their food in to carry home. You know, I think that, the idea of charging for bags, let's say, is a better situation that people do things when they don't want to spend money, you know. That nickel will kill you, you know.
I think the education piece isn't necessarily us telling people what to do or to think or how to behave, but rather teaching people where to look for resources or how to find more. I don't know. We'd like to connect people to more information on things. We are not the teachers necessarily, except for Jim when it comes to composting.
So I'm still very hung up on the words because all of this on some level, when you're dealing with a mission statement, is just nomenclature. It's just what the words mean. And it is one of the great ironies that we twist words, particularly in a political context, to mean very different things than they originally meant. Conservationist and a conservative are two very different things. Yet the word mean the same damn thing,
mm-hmm.
at their base. What are we trying to sustain? Because what we've talked about is changing everything. We don't want to sustain the current practices at all. We want to change everything up. We want to stop throwing things into the landfill. We want to stop.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of time playing around wordsmithing what sustainability means. I want to move to a place where we started playing around with, we will ignite a passion for sustainability in SK by focusing on energy, waste, water, conservation and renewal, reduce, reuse, recycle, to support residents, businesses, and the town through blah, blah, blah. So I've got something like that as a starter, and I'm happy to fill it in. When I started looking at the accomplishments, I wouldn't be able to add stuff. In energy, we had solar tour, solarize Rhode Island, charge up station, the town electric car analysis. For waste, we've got the bag ordinance. For water, we've got nothing. And then we've got stuff around what I would call outreach and engagement. I wouldn't call it education. I would say it's outreach and engagement of one of our primary stakeholders being the community to raise awareness about the importance in those three areas. And we've done two forums, one a general forum, and then, well, the first one was energy and the second one was waste. So we haven't done one on water yet. So I'm thinking very specifically tying them together. And so if we move to a next one, identifying something in the water arena and in waste, if we really wanted to get radical and suggest shifting how they do waste transport and things like that, those would have significant impact. So that's the kinds of impact that I'm hoping we would actually make.
So let me suggest we can start editing this and make some real progress.
Yeah.
I don't want to move away from the ether yet. The following reason.
Yeah.
I don't think this is yet compelling because I think that some of the slippery concepts like sustainability, like assist, like impact, need to be real. They need to be made concrete. And I'm not sure we're there yet.
Yeah.
I think that simple and small is almost always better than complex and large. Every large successful system evolved from a successful small system, always. The smaller you begin, the more likely you are to get to success. So I think that much of this is just paring down the, I don't want to sound too pejorative here, but the grandiose ideals and get to, that's where the concentric circle starts with this, and you try to find the thing that matters in all of that big, important stuff, and hone in on other stuff.
We don't want to limit ourselves, so that's one of the challenges that we've had in trying to do this, is that because sustainability has the ability to touch every different way people behave, and any different department or group of people in a way, we want to make sure that if an opportunity comes up that makes a lot of sense for us to be involved in, we didn't put that in our mission statement.
I think there's a way to avoid that. But the 24 hours in the day, the 7 days in a week constrain us. We're already limited. We can't do it all.
Yep.
We can come up with a mission statement that is broad enough, flexible enough, malleable enough that you can grow as you need to. I mean, there's ways to make sure that it's not. It's not a list of things, an exclusive list of things that you all do. I think there's a way to state the mission and the purpose so that you've got flexibility. To provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty is about as broad as you can get, and yet it's three very small concepts, right? I mean, we can do this. So,
you're right. Thank you for comparing us to the Founding Fathers. It's awesome.
The Sustainability Committee of South Kingstown. You ready to knock some of these things around?
I have to use the bathroom really quick. But you guys can start.
So I would suggest to you all that seeking to provide can just go away.
Yeah. Are you making these changes, or do you want me to? You got it?
I'm taking a note, and I'm coming back.
Okay.
So could you even track changes, though, so we can
That's
see?
What I'm doing. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you for doing that, by the way.
Thanks, yeah.
Okay.
I would suggest being very direct, particularly in your first sentence, is a strong, good thing to do. So the Sustainability Committee of South Kingstown provides guidance and advice not suggestions, damn it, advice to the town council on sustainability matters. I think you do need to define sustainability here.
And sustainability matters related to energy, waste, and water.
Can we replace sustainability with waste, environmental, whatever it is, but what is...
Well, this is the sustainability on sustainability issues, including energy, waste, and water. And if you want to add conservation and renewal, or reduction, reuse, and recycling, or something like that, if that's helpful. If not, then let's keep it simple. I don't care what we call it. Just as we hadn't translated, we did two pieces. Angela and I were doing two pieces of work together, mm-hmm. that didn't get necessarily combined into this one. Okay.
This is a good place to start. I think this is fine.
So satisfying the need of the present without adversely affecting the ability of future generations. So remember you were saying earlier, like, what are we actually sustaining? We're sustaining basically kind of life, our society, so that it's there in the future. So it's kind of the worst word, but it is what it is.
Sustainability?
Yeah. It means everything. It's
right.
It's
to keep, to preserve, to...
Yeah. Too much. But it is. That's us.
So put a period there for now. Put a break in that paragraph and take this new concept all on its own. With assistance from town staff, the committee, creates, does what?
I think we're going to be providing, actually it's, the committee will provide advice and guidance to the town staff and town council.
You've already said that.
Okay, so with this.
So this was the second concept.
I would also say that we're gonna manage the hub of sustainability, though, right? Isn't that kind of the point? Like, it's gonna, like, we
manage
are
manage and promote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
So, I guess my only question about managing and promoting a hub.
Encourage.
I prefer strong verbs because they're sort of there's accountability built into them. But manage and control, or manage and the question there is, can
we're
you
not,
do it?
We're
can
not going to be managing and controlling crap, really. I'm just saying, in all honesty, I don't think we will. I mean, I do like the stronger language. We'll
establish.
Lead or establish.
Established, it's on its own, maybe. I mean, you've got to have a strategy.
Establish and encourage, establish and guide.
We are going to be, I think we are going to be managing efforts, though.
Managing projects and initiatives.
Yeah, that is part of it. So we've always talked about us, and we just talked about earlier about how we kind of connect resources that are already available. So I think that's kind of the part, that's the managerial component.
Give me a synonym for manage.
Lead, guide,
coordinate.
Lead, guide. Those are better, I think. In some ways. Lead is good.
Yeah.
And effort, too. Because there are other efforts that are being led by others.
Or is it efforts?
Okay, efforts is probably true.
So that's the one thought about the awareness.
Yep. So
awareness
after
with community. So that's another thought.
Right.
Is,
so after South Kingstown, you got to put another break, because that's the third concept: foster well-informed.
Oh.
Maybe they're related. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I'm just.
Yeah. I had a. I thought that through. Something about. I don't know.
So it may be, the reason, that's the reason for creating the hub, is so that you've got well-informed, environmentally conscious town. So that may be intricately related to the one above. Maybe. So it's guidance and advice to the town council. It's hub of sustainability and innovation. I think those concepts need to be defined. Sustainability and innovation.
This sounds like we're doing it.
I mean, the sustainability, the absence of a definition around sustainability is an impediment to a clear statement here.
I agree.
So it's really more a hub of information on innovative practices to promote sustainability in those areas, right?
The three above mentioned, yep. Yeah, and when we started talking about measure and impact, just so you know, I started looking up Providence's sustainability dashboard and stuff like that.
Which is nice.
Which is really cool. Yeah. But it'd be cool if we had one just focus more on these where we actually have impact. So the biggest impact would be with the town.
So right there, facilities. I think that's a perfectly legitimate, concrete thing, which is clearer than hub of information.
Mm-hmm.
We'll create
a dashboard.
A dashboard on sustainability.
Sustainability dashboard. It's a visual dashboard that talks about energy use and.
It's a set of statistics that change periodically that you update. You tell people how you've been doing over the last. So it's the electric vehicle data being posted to the worldwide.
Some of the stuff would come directly from.
I think John has got a portal to the solar field too.
Right.
Megawatts being kicked out of there as well.
So far, you've got two metrics that are there changing on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
Actually, sooner than monthly. Usage at the or production at the solar fields.
Mm-hmm.
Use of electricity at the.
There it is. Sustainability dashboard. This is the one for Providence.
Use of the charging
stations. Huh?
Yeah, the use of the charging stations.
Use of the charging stations. Energy consumption. Our light bill for the town is public record.
So these are great
our
things from
usage.
The town part, but if we try to do with the other part of our stakeholder circles of residents, businesses, and add in the schools, then it's a really interesting picture. Not that you can manage all that. We want to be able to.
But every successful large system grows from a successful small system.
Sure.
We start with a dashboard that focuses on
the town.
Data we
got. Yeah, absolutely.
Then we can encourage the Chamber of Commerce to elicit it from restaurants and who knows. I mean, you got to grow that.
Would you want to know how much trash you're taking up to Johnson?
Trash, definitely.
Yeah. So they have it set up at climate, one priority action climate, city carbon-wide emissions. So they talk about that energy. They've got residential, commercial, municipal, and solar PV installed, water.
Yep.
They've got residents' daily consumption, water mains replaced, annual net gain in trees. And then they've got one called Zero Waste, which I don't know. Is there that? Would that overlay with the Conservation Committee? Or there's
Zero
a group.
Waste.
There's a subgroup that wants to do like a climate and I forget the woman's name. You remember?
A subgroup of what?
Around climate specific focus, a community subgroup. But we don't have one just on the environment or climate change. As a subheading, we've got water, energy, and waste, but we don't have one on, you know, climate and I don't think.
I don't know if it's a word.
I don't. We decided not to.
Climate change.
No, I know we did. I know we did not decide to tackle that. As what I'm saying, but they also have stuff on transportation, and they also have stuff on food and land use and development. So that's there.
So, and we could do, so of the ones that you've mentioned, the ones that hit my ear, we could do waste.
Yep.
We could do solar production at the fields that are on town land.
Mm-hmm.
We could do PV installations in the private sector because every one of those has got to get a building permit.
Mm-hmm.
We issue those permits so we know how many solar panels are being added on a monthly basis. We could do water consumption, wastewater production flow, effluent flow through our plants. That's easy enough to do. We could do...
water mains replaced, reline? Is that... They did it by number of miles.
Yeah, you could do that.
I don't know if that's...
You really don't do a lot of that.
I'm guessing Chris would have something to say here, right?
Video of a standing object, and that's just not interesting.
That's more on sewage.
But they do have trash per capita, monthly residential recycling rate,
per capita. Mm-hmm.
Rejected recycling loads, compost bins
that's
sold.
That's actually an interesting question.
You do or don't like that?
Rejected loads is actually really interesting.
It's a tough one, yeah.
Because it should be changing behavior.
Yeah.
Rejected loads is a big deal.
I think it'd be even more interesting if it was rejected loads translated into cost to the town.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Do you want me to send this link to every? Can I send it to everyone?
Yes. Yeah.
What is the address? Do it with me.
Okay. It's https://performance.providenceri.gov/stat.
Performance.providenceri.gov.
That should get you back.
/stat. Sustainability, if you go down to the sustainability one, there's a, on the right is the dashboard. So go down, there it is.
It's just what the charge point thing looks like.
Yep, we could do this. We should do this. This has actually made this meeting worth attending. This is very cool.
Cool.
And we are going to do this with hopes that it changes
behavior
of residents,
the town. I think we still have the same goals: water, waste, and energy. Changing behavior of the town, mm-hmm. businesses, residents, for the better. You just reuse, recycle, all that kind of good stuff.
You hear about the rejected loads all the time. You don't know what happens to it, and nobody really knows what it costs. Like you say, what's it really cost?
I don't know what that means.
It's the recycling was rejected because it had contaminated material.
Right.
So it goes to the trash.
All of it.
All of it. Yeah. The whole load. It gets to the recycling facility. Somebody says there's a bunch of dirty dog cans in here. Get it the hell out of here.
If you rinse out your dog cans well, though.
That's actually a huge issue. Now, it's a huger issue recently because the Chinese are no longer accepting anybody's recycling.
Right.
So the U.S. facilities that handle recycled materials are very picky.
Who's responsible for putting out more of those flyers on what can be recycled and what can't be now that we've gone to mixed sort of recycling?
Resource recovery?
I'm just trying to think of how we can get that information back out there. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the number one thing, you know, because we have RPE, which are doing much better now, but when we first moved here, they had one truck that came through that picked up the trash and the recycling in the same damn truck.
Dumped it right in together.
And it wasn't until I saw them doing it, I'm like, oh, you guys have separated trucks for the recycling? They're like, oh, that's recycling? I'm like, yeah, that's the recycling
dumpster.
It
says
dumpster.
Recycling on the side.
Thankfully, they went to mixed recycling of not just separating paper plastic. But anyways, I think there's still that piece would be a helpful thing in terms of actual education raising of what residents can recycle and how.
It's actually a huge issue.
Who decides single stream? Is that
single stream, for the most part, is... just sales pitch.
Because, I mean, what I've read is that it's far less successful than...
Disciplined, yes.
Yeah.
But it still provides a benefit.
It does provide a benefit. As long as we don't have contamination, because people are less aware of what they're doing.
Gummy bears.
So let's, can we go back to the mission statement? Because I think you've got this concept down. I think you've got
what I'm hearing.
It's a clear thing, it's a good thing, and if this committee were to manage the maintenance of a dashboard like the one we just saw, that's a valuable resource and activity.
Or help to get it created. Wouldn't this be...
Even if it's just a matter of having Mark report it to you guys each month, that's important.
Oh, you mean at a meeting?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying to manage, like, having
the
actual
to be
portal.
The eyes on for the town.
Yeah.
What's going on with this? Mm-hmm. You know,
what does that mean?
Right.
What's the impact? What should we do?
Why are we seeing a spike here? What's going on? The council's not going to ask those questions necessarily, but this committee can. And when there's a real red flag, wave it high enough that somebody else sees it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if this is going to be our page, maybe we could include...
Your picture?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. resources. Links.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Whatever. To resource recovery. Mm-hmm. To the PDF of what's recyclable.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So I think going back to that statement, we're starting to capture the dashboard, which leads to sharing of resources. But I think this is where we started getting out of scope, because we were thinking about the forums are a good way for awareness raising and engagement of the community, of the residents. But I think we started going over the lines of what education we should be doing, and there's stuff that we as a group could do, but there's other stuff that should be connecting to the resources that do it, whether it's in the school system already or programs that are out there, and letting folks know, like, yeah, Jim and Chris could do the recycling and composting show.
Well, the only problem with forums is that it's always the same 20 people show up. And so somehow, unless you can expand that out to draw in a larger audience, then it's as much as I think it's worthwhile, it's not changing much.
Okay, I'll make you a side bet that we can get over 100 people if we actually promote it wisely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
and not
and
the same.
Snacks.
And have snacks. Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Wine and cheese would get 200.
We tried that.
I tried that.
We tried.
Are the rules different under facilities?
No, yeah, Mark.
They're not.
So what's our new budget?
Yeah.
Our new budget.
Yeah. Well, here you got money.
$25.
$25. Yeah.
That's up $25.
That was my initial plan. Wine and cheese and snacks.
Yep.
Yeah, we were going to do
cocktails and conversations.
Yeah,
about
right.
Sustainability. I did. I put one on at the Land Trust about cocktails and conversations about the economy, and had 130 people show up within 4 weeks of promoting it. Because you had the word cocktail.
You could certainly do a joint event with the Land Trust at their bar.
Yeah, well,
nothing.
That was the other thing, but there's access. We went there. The access, handicap access. Issues wasn't that?
I don't remember.
I thought that was the issue.
How long ago?
So can we get back to that statement?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
So Jay was just stealing some of the language from.
The second
Robin.
One is good. Goodish, anyway.
Mm-hmm. And those are some of the examples.
Yep.
Great.
Foster a well-informed and environmentally conscious town. Foster A. What is fostering? What does that mean? Promoting, what is that?
It's a town near Gloucester.
Encourage. I want to come back to provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. Provide good advice.
Secure the blessings of a well-informed environment.
Foster to me is more like kind of enable, you know? Like you're creating the circumstances to...
Right, yep.
Can we just say we're providing resources and information to help inform
so I'm fine with that,
like that.
But Google does that too. Why do we bother? Not to be too cute, but Google does it.
Well, if we've got a dashboard of what's happening with transparency, and we can provide resources at the same time, like I like that idea about like having some of those links to.
Well, it's like, yeah, this thing is a
in those three areas, because we could do the stuff around Solarize Rhode Island. If you're a business, the C-PACE program in the energy space. So it'd be kind of interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
If someone else does that, great. I don't know where it is.
Well, no, I mean, providing resources on environmental consciousness, and I mean, there's a bazillion, literally, you mm-hmm. type environmentally conscious town into Google right now, mm-hmm. and they're going to give us more data than we're ever going to compile, organize, or okay. present to the town. Hmm. I mean, I'm not averse to doing any of these things. I just, the question becomes, what value do we add in these arenas? And providing information to the town, we're adding nothing if it's just a web resource. If we're adding value, we should describe that value. What is it? If we're teaching it, we're doing teach-ins, if we're doing conversations and cocktails, that's value added because you've changed something. You've gotten people to a forum. You've gotten people to a conversation and a cocktail. Whatever it is, but just providing is not going to... providing in what way? Providing what? To whom? And why?
To me, this is the this is how you meet your goals. So we have to define what our goals are, and then you provide the resources to incur and enable that to happen. I wouldn't go on Google to find out stuff specific about my town, because that's like the ultimate example of something being way too big. I go on there and I'm like, God, there's too much stuff. I'm going to be digging forever. And there should be some kind of like a quick hit to figure out what's the town trying to do and how do we get there. That's the type of resources I think we need.
So what are those
town
resources?
Specific.
Town specific. Town specific is a meaningful concept.
Yeah. Localized.
Local data. Data and local data and information to inform citizens on the state of sustainable efforts in South Kingstown. That's something. It's still pretty ephemeral or something.
I mean, I think you can look at it like if you can find
localized data, information, and resources around sustainability. Or around wastewater, you know, again,
yeah,
I want to keep hitting the same three things so it doesn't become blah, blah, blah. So I'm still tracking some of these things going from this to the advice and guidance to the town, the input to the plan and related committees. I had, because there's still stuff around your comprehensive plan or any plan that you might want to have this. The dashboard to track impact in energy, waste, and water, localized data, information, and resources, specific projects and initiatives. I do not know what those are, but those would be like, oh, can you help us with this energy analysis? That it sort of came up. We have expertise that can actually work on those things.
So how do we put that?
But the thing
well,
is, though,
it's sort of getting there.
You can be pretty generic about that stuff.
But, you know, we find out about these things after they happen. I mean, like in regards to what you were talking about tonight with the, you know, so what have we done to facilitate, not to facilitate, but to cause that to happen? Because a lot of things that happen in the town happen without our knowledge through departments.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've...
Well, it's so, all in the goals and objectives of
Jay,
the town council, basically.
I think we need to start just pushing forward the things that we think are important and try to elevate them. So sometimes things have come
conscious
to us like
town, to the end of conscious town.
And then there's some
the period
things like,
that.
What if we did this? That would be a high wonder. We should do it.
Yep.
I would love to do those things that we can get consensus on.
And go to the end of stewards of the environment.
That might be hard to do.
Yeah.
And return. What do you get after that next sentence? Okay. So I think those are the concepts that you've got to work with. Those are the things you want to be doing.
What's that?
So go back up to the top of that document now. And we can start with the Sustainability Committee of South Kingstown provides guidance and advice to the town council on sustainability issues, not including but related to energy waste management. waste reduction. Water resources, I guess.
Water resources?
I think so. Period. I think you can get rid of with the assistance of the town staff in the next sentence.
Yeah, they just get in the way anyways, right?
I just don't think it.
I'm just messing.
The committee.
By the way, I feel this is a very productive sort of, if we can hammer this out and we're getting a lot more clear, and then it'll make it easier for us to experiment in the stuff where we actually have passion.
Yeah.
I feel like this has been getting in the way of us doing some other stuff. We've sort of been circling around that.
So I would get rid of will lead.
I agree.
And make it leads. The committee leads efforts. I don't think we need efforts to create.
I had those. I had those as separate things. So one is the dashboard. The lead effort is sort of like leads specific projects and initiatives or activities as a separate sort of thought.
I think that's right. So copy that. Make the sentence twice. Just let's play with the sentence in two forms. Copy it, paste, and the first one, let's make the first one the dashboard. So the committee maintains.
Or will it? The committee will establish a sustainability. Establish and maintain a sustainability dashboard.
Is the dashboard too specific for this?
I don't think so. I think that a dashboard is literally, we're monitoring the statistics related to sustainability.
Yeah, but dashboard is more of like a catchy term that's hot now.
So if you wanted to, the phrases I used when I was doing this stuff was one-stop shop. We called everything a goddamn one-stop shop. I'm recording now for that. But this is the now dashboard is the thing, you know, whatever. I mean, if you want to talk about it as an information hub, that's fine.
I know, I like
it. It doesn't have to be portrayed as a website, though. It can be portrayed.
Can we just say the committee, the committee will establish and maintain a dashboard on sustainability impact measures.
Perfect.
For South Kingston.
Perfect. Yeah, that's it. Nailed it.
Impact measures.
And?
Impact measures. For, and then get rid of the rest except for South Kingstown.
And then we're going to come back to that second concept.
And the second concept.
Leads efforts too.
Leading efforts, specific projects, initiatives to impact sustainability in the three areas again or something like that. Efforts, yeah.
What
do we got? I just had specific projects, initiatives, and efforts. You know, maybe it's leads, sustainability. It's almost like a laundry list of types. This is like the catch-all for the things that we're proposing.
So let's talk about that because in specific reference to a specific thing is not very satisfying in this context. So what do you think?
This was the one, example that just came to mind was when you were talking about like, what if we revolutionized the way that waste management was handled in South Kingstown? That would raise a lot of hackles, but it might be make the biggest impact on how we handle waste.
Yeah, so that's an example of us identifying an issue.
Identifying
an issue and
proposing solutions to the town. So that's what I think we're actually doing, is trying to propose solutions to the town for specific projects that will have an impact that we're looking, seeking
positive
support from
impact.
The positive impact for South Kingstown from, and seeking the support of town council, basically. So some is we're providing advice and guidance to the town on things. They may come to us with things. We may, but I think this one is we have specific ideas that we think would be helpful.
I think this could be the one where we say we're going to, I don't know if we want to call it out, we're going to identify bad parts of the, you know, identify issues in the town.
We're going to identify
and lead efforts to.
How about identify key areas for innovation and improvement around sustainability and propose solutions to the town or something like that?
So let me try getting this down to a very simple concept. Advocate for good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So the question then becomes, how do you identify the good ideas? I mean, I'm not suggesting your mission statement say advocate for good ideas, but what good ideas and how do you identify them? And then how do you advocate for them? Those advocate for good ideas is what you're saying. But which ones, how do you know they're good?
Identify, right? So identify, I'm just building on what you're saying. Identify first. Identify areas for, I'm just writing down this, innovation and improvement and advocate.
You have identify, specific, evaluate, and...
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Identify areas for innovation and improvement. Evaluate what's the viable solutions? I don't know, something.
Yep.
Solutions.
Evaluate for local viability.
And advocate for... Advocate
adoption.
Specific law with the town.
I think those are all good things. I think that's right. But they beg, how are you going to identify them? Are these just ideas you're pulling out of your left ear?
They are.
Well,
and then we will evaluate them and tell you why they're in 12 million other people's left ears that haven't gotten here first.
But that's the thing. Implicit in your identifying is that you guys are constantly scanning what's going on here. And that's important.
Yeah.
That's why you were brought onto the committee, because you're plugged into the larger community of environmentalists and sustainable thinking people.
Practices.
Yeah. So through scanning the literature, through scanning the conversation, whatever it is, I don't know what the method is.
So that's where the forums have come in, too. Yeah. But the other concerned and involved people in the community show up and tell us, hey, this is a problem, I have an idea, and we figure out if it's viable in town or not, if there's an appetite for it.
So I think that identifying, evaluating, and advocating are all good things. Unless you're identifying dumb ideas, you're failing to evaluate
effectively, we've had a few of those,
and you're advocating
before.
Poorly.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, obviously how you do these three things matters.
Yeah. We'll worry about those when we get there.
But I think
we're also looking to expand the membership so that we bring on some other smart people.
Right.
Because God forbid something happens to Jim and Chris and Angela and Hannah. I mean, you're stuck with me. I can put the PowerPoint together, but that's about it.
But I guess my point is that in a mission statement, if you want to be sort of, I like the idea of just the general global assertion that gives you lots of liberty to do whatever the heck you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you want to go into specifics, you have to go into specifics. You can't be inspecific about the specifics. You have to explain a little bit more about that if that's the way you're going to do this. Otherwise, you leave the public, and I hate to say it, but you're here to serve the public. You volunteer to serve the whole public, and folks will criticize you if, you know, your statement is BS.
But in Drexel, right? So we're serving the town council through the...
You're an official committee of the town government. You have to abide by state law with regard to open meetings. You have to abide by state law with regard to recommendations that you make to the council.
Right.
You are a government entity. You are the man. Sorry.
Oh,
shit.
I quit.
Oh my god.
I quit. I quit. Sign up for this bureaucracy. I signed up to get stuff done.
Hey, once they said no booze at meetings, you kept showing up, so I don't believe
that. It still makes it better. All right. So I hear what you're saying. So I'm still trying to combine, and I don't know if it's our mission, charge, or vision, because the mission to me is the reason for being. The vision is sort of the directional, and so we've got a little bit of sort of both in here, which I think is fine. But again, as long as we have those like four areas out, like advice and guidance to the town, the dashboard to track impact, localized data information and resources, something about that, and then scanning these different types of projects.
I think part of our responsibility is to keep a pulse on.
Yeah.
What
nice.
We sustainability things, right? So, like you said, Jim, these projects are happening, and we don't know about them until we hear them. Say, oh, that's great, we had absolutely nothing to do with that. Or we have forums, and we hear what people are saying, mm-hmm. or you know, that's how we identify good ideas.
Yep.
Nice. I like that. Because I had the engagement, outreach, and awareness among town residents and businesses as a separate one. But if we sort of keep one part as the scanning and the one piece as like the engagement and outreach, that might work together.
Yeah. But I think so having our finger on the pulse of all of what's happening in the town, what's happening with the community,
yeah,
and then figuring out how we can be useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is.
Okay, so we keep the pulse through those couple of things, and then we identify potential solutions. Is that what you're saying?
I think, based on what I've been told, I haven't actually checked the voter rolls, but I've been told there are like 7 Republicans in town. They will all laugh at that statement.
What statement?
At the we keep our pulse on the we keep the pulse of the community or the sustainability community. It's like, what does that mean? Is that really my government? There's my government.
Yeah.
They're keeping pulses on things.
And so what are we supposed to do about that?
I think it's
then
the
we
concept.
Just say that then we just say the way that we so I think we have you and others that help us stay informed as a committee.
Yeah.
Part of our regular operating is we have these special guests come in almost once a meeting,
right,
to help us be informed on either state or local or town types of things.
Right.
So that's one thing. The
so
other
monitoring,
thing, the
monitoring.
Other thing is the actual forums, right, that we do to engage other people. So I think those are the two ways that we maybe we just call all of that scanning. And staying up to date on what's happening locally, state, and so somehow it's a combination of local, state, and blah, 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 and of town, business, and residents. So it's those combined two ideas. And then through that, we will identify specific areas for innovation and improvement to recommend to town council, something like that.
So what I've just heard you describe that I think is really an important thing is the membership monitors state, local, federal, and international initiatives to improve sustainability.
Say that one more time.
The membership, each of you.
The committee.
No, the membership.
Same membership.
Okay.
I think that's
different. That's individual.
Okay.
We all have different expertise.
Membership.
Yes.
The initiatives to improve sustainability in those areas.
Initiatives at the local,
state, federal,
uh-huh,
and interjurisdictional levels. I mean, maybe
right,
interjurisdictional.
Intergalactic, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like
intergalactic.
To ensure that the town is well informed. about such initiatives. You guys are the ones who are tracking these things. I mean, if there's anybody in town government whose job it is to say, hey, did you see what Cleveland just did? You guys are it.
Yes, it's to stay informed, but it's also to kind of to determine local viability of those efforts. I mean, not everything Cleveland does may be pertinent here, but...
So that gets to the evaluation piece, which I think needs to be separated. It's a next bullet. The committee evaluates initiatives identified by its members. And guest speakers, for lack of a better concept right now. To consider whether such initiatives can be adopted or adapted to local conditions.
Evaluate viable solutions. Okay.
Feel good about those two?
I'll send you when I'm done, Jay, this up to what I'm updating to. Jay and Mark, sorry. I'm trying to just keep track of the ideas and stuff here. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. However you want to merge them together. Well, I think Mark's got it from here. I mean, he pretty much through osmosis.
Well, it's kind of nice joining on as we're
defining
ourselves. Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah, I'm not sure where that one's going yet.
Yeah.
Did you read our mission from before?
Yeah.
Mess.
Yeah. That's this.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Committee work. Yeah. So it's I'd say initiatives may be wrong, but the committee evaluates strategies, sustainability strategies, I think.
It's not even, sometimes it's just...
ideas.
Yeah, like undertakings by other groups.
Yeah.
Concepts and ideas?
That's fine, at least strategies. Makes it seem more thoughtful.
I like concepts and ideas too.
Yeah. So strategies makes it seem like everything is a result of a strategy.
Right.
Sometimes it's not.
Concepts and ideas are good. I like that. I think you're right. I'd make it concepts and ideas.
I can dig it.
Can make it and members identified by its members and members of the public. And you can say to determine rather than consider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Thanks.
All right, so we're down to providing resources well informed.
I think we've hit this one elsewhere.
The only thing that I don't think you've hit yet is the idea of promoting this environmental consciousness, which is, again, one of those things that said
yes. The thing about that is you either care or you don't. So not everybody's behavior is motivated by if something's environmentally conscious or not.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the reasons I like this, because as a self-proclaimed tree hugger. It's kind of awesome to get people to do things because of, people are motivated by money and economics, which can also be achieved through sustainability.
Yep.
For a variety of other things.
I think you can say that the committee promotes.
I think this is a this thought goes with the one below it. I think it's actually through the conversations with residents, business owners, the town, in some of those forums, we are creating a more well-informed, conscious town.
So I guess let's put a pin in the one above and go down to that second one because I think you're right. It's more powerful. I guess I would ask is what I would ask is. Through input from, what does that mean?
Can we, I think this is, this gets to the piece of the forums and the outreach and awareness raising. It might have blurred the line of education and training, but I think we agree that's outside of our scope unless there's a specific thing that's in one of our bailiwicks, in the membership's skill set. So it's really, increasing, so I wouldn't start with that sentence. I'd say
you want input.
Engagement. Go ahead.
Collecting input from residents, business owners. Is it good?
I think you start with
engaging, collect input from residents, business owners.
The committee blank.
Yeah.
The committee verb.
Mm-hmm.
Committee
elicits.
Begs.
Please. Mm-hmm. Engages.
Yeah. I like that.
That's not bad.
Elicit?
No, I was kidding. It's also an E.
Solicits.
Yeah.
I like elicit and solicit in the same thing. If we can put that in there, that I'm sure that would get approved.
Yeah, elicit solicitation.
The committee engages with the community,
town,
and
with
businesses to
engage with that.
Yep.
Engages. And isn't this community, town, and businesses? That's the goal, or is just the community?
I think the community is.
Okay.
You could do a hyphen there.
Define it as.
That's fine.
That's good.
Engages the community to raise awareness and collect input and. Right? So one part is awareness raising. So when we've done the forums, it's been awareness raising on specific topics, as well as collecting input.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with that well-informed, environmentally conscious, that goes along with the aforementioned sectors to promote the robust. So those that sentence above and the last sentence sort of go together. I don't care which one we use. Jim, can you tell us which one we should use? No, come on. You don't care about wordsmithing.
I'm not a wordsmith.
Yeah. Hannah? Committee engages community to raise awareness, to collect input, and to
what if we just took out the gray?
Yeah, take that out.
I think that's the most important. I think that's the most important part. Is making the connections. If we're not going to educate, that's the whole point. We're making the connections actually between the educators and the people who want to hear it.
So raise awareness and educate as one.
Raise awareness/educate. Yes.
And
so let me ask.
I think somewhere in here, it's the same as connections.
Ooh, hit the wrong button.
So what do we mean by engage? Ooh. What do you do when you engage?
That's the forum. So okay. We actually have people talking with each other. So it's not like a town meeting where people come up to the microphone and bitch and moan. Oops, sorry. So the goal is to keep people away from individual agendas and have conversations to come together, whether it's to develop solutions, talk about ideas that matter. So it's to help elevate and through that engagement, getting them committed. So my thought around the whole engagement and forum was to stop having committees be order takers to the community. Here, sustainability committee, fix this. Here, we've got this problem. The goal is, if we get community members or businesses that are interested and will help design solutions with us, we'll be more likely to implement them than having squeaky wheels that we're trying to.
So I'm going to come back to, I still like the provide for the common defense and promote the general welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Promotes general awareness.
Yeah. Okay.
By creating forums in which that concept is important. Okay. I think the engages the community is good, but it's not very specific. You're actually doing the awareness raising.
Through community forums.
Yeah.
We will, or the committee, or what?
The committee raises awareness. By. And then that could be a strength. I mean, you know, forums and mm-hmm. publications and newsletters and
mm-hmm.
whatever they should do.
Part of the way we raise awareness, though, is by making connections.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily
engagement and outreach.
Networking.
Yeah, it is. It's networking. Like the West Kingston school sustainability thing. I had no idea any of this stuff was going on. I'm not connected in the schools.
Yep.
And then we realized, oh, this is going on. This could be a model. I wonder if anyone else is interested in taking on a project like this. We should have this person come speak, talk about what she's been doing, how she became successful. It's just I think making connections is important.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And those are fine. It's hard to describe them.
Right.
Forums and introductions, connections, networking.
Yeah.
Community outreach.
Some of it's a two-way street of outreach, though, because we have people that will send us emails as well.
Right. What I'm worried about is if you leave this just hanging, the committee raises awareness about sustainability issues, period, it begs the question, how do you do that? And then if you've got a ready answer, we ought to be able to figure out how to describe that to people.
Right. I don't know how to describe without an example. That's my problem.
How about we are 90% there and we get
through engagement and outreach.
Let's get there.
The committee raises awareness for engagement and outreach.
Outreach and networking. I mean,
that's not bad.
Isn't outreach and networking?
What is outreach?
Sort of.
Engagement is too, but networking's a cool word.
Networking, to me, outreach is kind of a one-way street, where I think networking is more like a connection of different expertise and efforts that are already happening, skill sets.
And engagement is different than that.
I don't dislike outreach, I just think it's different.
To educate who, the general public?
I think you're fine with racism awareness. I don't think you have to worry about education.
Inform. Raise awareness and inform, I like to promote a robust.
Just delete all that.
What?
We save it for somewhere else.
It's either that you either need to end with some part of that sentence or the
that
one
could be
above
conclusion.
It. Providing a well-informed revival.
Raise awareness.
So actually, you could do the committee raises awareness promotes a well-informed, environmentally conscious town through engagement, networking, and outreach, period.
Very good.
Nice. And who said that wordsmithing wasn't fun? Mark?
I would never say that. Sometimes it takes me a week to write a memo.
Yeah.
As I go over it again and again.
But they're a hell of a memo when he's done.
Delete this one?
Yeah, I would. I think you got it.
Yep.
And the next sentence fragment below it is also captured.
Although I do like stewards.
Forward-thinking stewards.
Steward's good. Let's work that somewhere else, because steward is good.
Forward-thinking
where that
stewards.
Came from? Kate mentioned
definitely. Forward-thinking stewards, I like.
She's in my brain.
And then the last bullet was meant to represent our collaboration with other committees, the university, and probably school system.
Yeah. So I think that the interested in is a weakening clause. I'd get rid of it because it just weakens the concept.
The committee will coordinate.
I didn't want to commit to anything.
The committee will coordinate with other town committees, school, and universities to further our sustainability goals.
I think it's coordinate between, though. It's not with.
Great.
You can do your stewardship thing here, though, if you want. The committee coordinates with other town committees, the school department, and the university to achieve a forward-thinking stewardship thing.
Should we also be open to working with other towns?
What?
Holy smokes, that
it does. It's almost.
It's key for life.
I've heard they exist. I don't know where.
Never been.
North of the tower somewhere.
That's the same thing, though. So we can, but more like figuring out what they're doing, how to learn from it.
But also, I mean, there's certain things, you know, regionalization. I mean, basically, waste is a big one. You know, for that.
To ensure South Kingstown becomes.
And the university is a sort of vague concept. I mean, it could be.
It is.
So then, once we get to this point, I'd really like to, you know, the next step would be to go to the town council, right? That's more than just emailing it to them.
I would love to. I think you should come present this.
Okay. Yeah. So if we came and.
Do you want to come on the 24th?
Of.
This month. Next week.
Next week.
Next Monday.
Awesome. What time?
7.
Anyone else besides? I can make it.
I can make it.
If we can get this iterated, I'd be. Because it would be cool to. I don't know if. Is that just an open meeting or a town council?
It's an open meeting.
I know, but is there a lot of stuff already on the agenda? Do you know?
It's not too bad yet.
I mean, is it something that we could present like. More than just like, okay, so we've got a vision, here's the accomplishments to date by those three areas, and then, you know, here's what we're hoping to do, these are areas of focus that need to be fleshed out. And,
sure, I mean, those slides so far.
And then the charter change recommendate. So this is all leading to, we'd like to add 2 members and adopt this.
Sure.
Awesome. Right, we're going to present we have to ask them to change this. And we want more members.
Yeah.
Okay. And a budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask for
and, and alcohol.
And I'll say no.
And some cheese.
We have a less than 1 year return on investment.
Right.
So I have no, in theory,
it's actually
I have
a
no
really
objection.
Good idea.
Ask for cheese?
No, that we have to put a, if we ask for a budget, we have to put a short return on investment on our budget.
The only thing we need to pull together is some stuff.
What do you
need a cover memo.
I think actually getting this social report form is like actually putting on a nice little event.
Are you going to polish it?
I don't know. I was hoping you guys were going to do that tonight. I was hoping you were going to get to a point where you say, yeah, this is it. I don't think this is it.
Okay, then what's missing?
Because I don't know about missing, but there's this stuff down here.
I don't think we need that stuff.
I don't think we need
that stuff.
All right, so we're going to get rid of all it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about the three areas at the very top.
Yep, that's correct.
This gets into more of the specific details if we needed them, but
delete.
I think it...
Delete.
Yeah.
And you can get rid of the sentence above. And then the red sentence can go away.
The only thing we didn't have was like a very opening, I don't think, if you go all the way to the top. That's we don't want to lose it, but those were some of the impact measures, potential impact measures.
We've got
that
it off
somewhere
our website.
Okay.
We'll just go back. We'll try to replicate it.
This goes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So the only
give
thing...
Give it a header. What was the old header?
Is it, I don't know. It just said primary goals and initial work items. I don't know. Is this what it was called?
That's right out of the book.
Okay.
Right. So I think what you're going to use as your header on this is revised charge.
Yeah.
New return. Sustainability committee. And the date.
Mm-hmm.
Of the meeting or today?
No, I think that's fine.
So I don't know if we need anything about a vision. This is very much the how. We'll do this. I don't know. Like I had started with the. We'll ignite a passion for sustainability in SK by focusing on energy, waste, water conservation, and renewal to support residents, businesses, and the town. I don't know if we need a header or it's just the list of those. Here are the things that we're doing. This is the charge.
I think that first pack, first, what was up on top? First.
I don't know what.
If we can scroll back to this. Provides guidance, advises, and helps us.
I think we're missing the piece about the stakeholders in here because that was an important piece. So it's yes, we're providing specifically guidance to the town, but our goal was residents, businesses.
You've got that further down.
Yeah.
You say that you're engaging the community.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay, that's good. We're good. We're good.
Quotes a well-informed.
I'd rather be good than perfect.
Actually, town should probably be to get to that point. Should probably be community as opposed to town because town does reference the municipal.
We've been working this long with this. What's the worst that could happen with this?
Major improvement.
The committee raises
it's a huge improvement.
Quotes a well-informed and environmentally conscious community through engagement.
And that, to me, it's implicit that we mean engagement through with stakeholders.
And you could, if you wanted to, on that one, if you wanted to really spell out your stakeholders, you could do it there without doing much harm. You've got room for about six more words without it getting too long. Community through engagement. Networking and outreach to business.
Residents, businesses,
yes.
The town.
Town leaders.
Uh-huh. or government.
Not other towns.
Or government.
Residents, other town businesses.
Residents, businesses, and government? Or?
That's fine.
Local government?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't make it local. And government officials. Leaving them the opportunity to lobby the state legislature.
Don't hate that idea.
I'll be there Thursday, Wednesday.
Is it out?
Is that next week?
This week.
Oh.
I don't think that's half bad, guys.
So do we need to have any room to revise or polish, or are we just going to send it and then go to the meeting and talk it through?
And then apologize and, for it there.
And then the,
I need to read this with a... I need to read this after I have been looking at it, though.
Yep.
I need to read it tomorrow or
yep.
something.
Yeah.
So can we, if we're going to a meeting on Monday, can we commit to having it read responses back by Wednesday at noon so that...
The only problem with that, guys, is...
It has to go out in advance.
You are the man, and you cannot have that meeting once you leave this room.
We can provide edits back to... No?
You really can't. I mean, these things are supposed to be done in public meetings.
Okay, it's good enough for me.
Yep.
All right, can we just read it one more time, if that's the case?
You read
it.
I'm going to read it out loud.
Can I close my eyes?
Yeah. Sustainability Committee of South Kingstown provides guidance and advice to Town Council on sustainability issues related to energy, waste management reduction, and water resources. The committee will establish and maintain a dashboard on sustainability impact measures for South Kingstown. Which is sustainable? Nerd. It's fine. The membership monitors the initiatives at the local, state, federal, and interjurisdictional levels to ensure that the town stays well informed on sustainable efforts throughout the nation and the world.
Oh, that's a little.
Yeah, it's
that's too much.
So there's, I'm going to make three editorial comments.
Okay.
Advice to first one, the town council.
The town council, yeah.
The membership monitors the initiative. Get rid of the monitors initiatives.
Shouldn't it be sustainable impact measures, or
no.
is it?
No, it is sustainability.
Sustainability.
Do we capitalize sustainability then, or is this a thing?
I don't like that word, interjurisdictional. I don't even know what we mean there.
Yeah, we can get rid of it. We can get rid of it and not do any harm.
Or I would just say local and global. You know, I'm trying to get rid of nation and the world at the end.
Get rid of interjurisdictional
at
the end, federal levels.
Ensure the town stays well informed on sustainability efforts.
I think that's probably all you need to be.
Sustainability efforts. Yeah.
I mean, we don't care where they're going on. Yeah. We just want to know what's happening and if they apply to us.
Efforts and activities, if you want it. Or make it activities or whatever. Efforts and activities only helps.
And that would be sustainability again instead of sustainable.
Trends?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Trends. Better.
Membership monitors initiatives at the local, state, and federal levels to ensure that the town stays well informed on sustainable efforts, trends, and activities. Way better.
Again, is it sustainability? Yeah.
It's sustainability.
Sustainability efforts.
It should be a sustainability.
Well, we want the efforts, trends, and activities to be sustainable.
Yes, but it's not sustainable efforts.
Right. Can we change the name of our committee?
I hate this word now.
It is sustainability efforts, though.
Jay, make that a Y. Sustainability. Oh, no. Sustainability.
Sustainability.
It is that.
We should ask for a new name and more people. What's more likely, our name changing or budget?
We started talking about sustainable SK.
Oh, your name change is no problem. Budget, I don't know.
I'll bring the budget.
Can it be something for
thanks, Tony. Maybe wait. Don't bring it up until after they approve this.
It'll be a private sector partnership.
The committee evaluates sustainability concepts and ideas identified by its members and members of the public to determine whether such initiatives can be implemented successfully.
locally?
In town.
Yeah.
Yeah, in SK.
So implemented locally as opposed to successfully.
Yes.
Successfully is implied.
Yeah.
Committee raises awareness and promotes well.
Committee evaluates sustainability concepts in the deal identified by its members and
the public.
And the public, yeah. Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
General?
Yeah, I think so.
Identified by its members and the general.
Because that's stuff like when we got emails or mail or people coming wanting to share stuff with us.
Right. Sharon, what's her name?
Gold.
Yes, exactly.
The committee raises awareness and promotes a well-informed and environmentally conscious community through engagement, networking, and outreach to residents, businesses, and government officials. The committee will coordinate with other town committees, school department, and the university to ensure South Kingstown becomes a community of forward-thinking stewards of the environment.
Nice. And then I guess in the charge, if we're doing that, we would like to, if something about, we request expansion of our membership by two committee.
I think
what's
we should ask it for.
It's a separate thing.
That's a separate thing?
It's a resolution asking.
Okay, great.
Right.
So,
I think
this is how it looks now.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
See you.
We can mimic that. That's fine. I like it. You're just changing the sustainability committee charge.
Oh, the composition.
Yeah.
Actually, you could do the whole thing and then increase the number as one document.
Subtract changes and show it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a better way to do it.
That's fine.
Long-term goals.
Do we have this in
order,
though,
stuff
or do we
just
have this weird skip?
Well, this is all going to get, this will all go.
Yeah.
Right.
We put that in, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, going up.
So you could do, ask for a resolution adopting a new, go to the top of this document. What does this say? Mission statement, committee composition, and charge as one document.
Yeah.
Sure.
Presented to them as one
yeah,
document.
Yeah, so we just need to change that to 7.
I think it might be smart to say, can we ask for up to 9?
Yes.
And then...
Finally.
Can we do that?
So up to 9.
And then add 1 if we want, and add 4 if we want.
So up to 9.
The other school told me, so I said I'll cave and just do 2. But I think got it more for experts, number of experts per.
I just think if something happens.
I don't think. Is there any reason you couldn't? I can't think of any reason.
What's the worst that happens? They say no, you get 2 more anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Other than getting a bit unruly, with 9. As general as your efforts are going to be, I think 9 might be valid.
Yeah.
You're
not
a decision making
body.
Easy to do work in smaller subcommittees as well. Because
yeah.
Right now, I don't feel like we're able to do smaller work gatherings because otherwise it's only in groups of 2. Otherwise, we have to have an open meeting. So I would love not to have to have a full meeting and have the energy folks get together and do stuff.
I will point out that there is an open question as to whether subcommittees have to comply with the Open Meetings Act.
Okay.
We have a pending case before the attorney.
Okay. So we don't know if we would actually call it a subcommittee then.
Well, yeah, but my point is...
Well, the thing is we have...
A gathering of less than a quorum.
Yes, well, that's problematic because it becomes a subcommittee, right? I'm kidding.
But it's also legitimate because we have more than one focus area. And if
we do.
We want to bring in people who know more about a thing.
Like how you said, we didn't have drinking water. We don't know much about that.
Yep.
But we're very interested in it. I think there's
Chris does. But
Chris
does. And he's like the only one.
Chris knows a lot about most of the stuff.
I think it's fine to ask for 9. I don't think there's any reason not to. I will say that if you end up breaking into subcommittees, we're going to have to talk about it.
Okay.
Do we? If we ask for 9, do we have to add?
Up to 9, I think, is a good...
Say,
I think we see
who applies.
Who applies.
Okay.
Well, town, it doesn't matter what town is the one who chooses.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's right. We don't choose.
No.
We encourage people to
apply.
To apply.
Definitely going to tell some people to apply.
Does this resolution have to be
We reached out to, Chris and I met with Mark Kravitz, who used to run Apple.
I forgot he moved here.
He lives here now.
I forgot about that.
So he would be an awesome resource for us.
He would. He's a super overachiever in a great way, too. So no, he'd be fantastic.
Cool. We've got
He's one of the most organized humans I've ever met.
I know. Yeah.
We're doing it, guys.
That wasn't cool.
I'm just in awe. I keep thinking, like, when I grow up, I'll be organized, but it hasn't happened yet. It's true. It's a problem. But I'm learning to live with it.
Okay, so then we just have to get through any new business and call it a day, I think.
So I'm just recreating this.
Yep.
Yeah.
With the new stuff, and then a separate resolution.
And yep.
Is that it?
I think we're going to make it a resolution adopting
this
the changes revised. To the three, the mission statement, the committee composition, and charge as presented in the following memo.
New and improved. We feel okay to move on to the next thing?
Actually, before you do that, can you go back to the mission? Is there any part of the mission statement that should be modified since we're going to do it?
Yeah, it's all energy related.
Well, then let's change that. Are we also advocating for this not being an ad hoc committee anymore?
What does that mean?
Temporary, basically.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We're going to get laid off.
It's a standing committee.
I didn't know there was a difference. You see how the language is. So, I mean, that's why I was saying at the front end, we didn't have a statement like whether a vision or a mission.
You can get rid of energy in both of those places.
And green technologies. Uh-huh.
Even that's dated now, right?
Sure is.
They're now up to purple technologies. There's an indigo. Indigo.
That was a dad joke.
Uh-huh.
It was funny, though.
Hey, thank you.
You want to give it a bad, huh?
Yeah.
He's standing committee.
Hopefully that's not a big ask.
It sort of is.
Do ad hoc committees have... expiration dates?
No, not necessarily.
Tell you what, they definitely don't have those budgets, I bet.
Nobody has a budget. No committee has a budget.
Conservation committee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard
yeah.
has
How
a
did you pull that in?
Yeah,
there?
They do.
You pulled it from that scan document into?
Yeah, recognize text and then save it and export it.
He's a wizard.
What a whiz, baby. Mark's gonna miss that.
He sure is.
Did you hear that? The other thing Jay said was basically, you're not leaving until you finish this. That was a little while. We need that every once in a while, Mark.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you come out right.
Sustainable. Here. The sustainable. Behaviors across.
Does this capture everything that you just went over?
Yeah, I do.
It does. The only thing that I would suggest you're really going to get rid of is the energy in a couple of places. Get rid of including energy conservation. Just make it conservation of water, of everything.
All the things.
Yeah, just get rid of energy there, and that helps. And you can get rid of the conservation.
Conversion
to greener energy sources, and you're good. I think that's all you need to do. It makes it less energy centric.
What about including without limiting the proper use of renewable energy resources?
Wait,
where are you?
I don't think we're doing the research, education, and out. Is that? Yeah?
All right.
Maybe
no,
we are.
Properties.
We would be doing research.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we're back here.
I think we should make this mission statement way less specific. This is supposed to. Yeah, I think we should get rid of that whole clause in the middle there. Just promote cooperation.
We will promote sustainability. We will promote a sustainable South Kingstown by focusing on energy, waste, water, conservation, and renewal. That's it. Something like as simple as that. I mean, I don't think we need a big statement.
Honestly, the last sentence is the best. The committee evaluates and makes recommendations to the town council regarding general sustainability initiatives, including conservation.
So you could go to one sentence, South Kingstown Sustainability Committee is a standing committee of the town, period. And then go to the last sentence, which is, the committee evaluates and makes recommendations to the town council regarding general sustainability initiatives, including conservation, energy efficiency, and use of new technologies, period.
Do you not want to say the waste and water, or you think
you
that's cop?
No, that's fine.
It just reinforces
that
narrower focus, because I would still see conservation, energy, and green infrastructure, and think energy primarily.
Yep. So get rid of that chunk. And the committee evaluates and makes recommendations to the town council regarding general sustainability initiatives, including conservation, energy efficiency, and use of
waste,
new technologies.
Waste, water, and use of...
So I would say, and use of new technologies to improve waste, water...
It's not just technology, though. Behavior is such a huge component of this.
Technologies and strategies. Technologies
All right, where are we?
Yeah, you guys are all...
Technologies and...
Use of new technologies. Delete green infrastructure.
And approaches.
Yeah.
And approaches to positively impact wastewater or energy, waste, and water.
Approaches to improve energy, waste, and water management.
Sustainable efforts. How far do you go?
I like what you said, to improve
energy
management
waste.
Of
evaluates and makes recommendations.
I don't know if we need the conservation and energy efficiency, though. It seems kind of like some stuff, and then we say what we really mean.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Initiatives.
So you can make a general sustainability and the use of new technologies and approaches to improve management of energy, waste, and water.
The implementation of new technologies and approaches, right?
Okay. Implementation as opposed to use. That's
fine. I don't know.
I like to improve energy, waste, and water management as opposed to management of.
Yeah. South Kingstown Sustainability Committee is a standing committee of the town. Many evaluates and return.
And we don't want to use, instead of the word
manage. What if you say to improve sustainable practices in energy, waste, and water?
To improve?
I mean, management.
Go ahead.
We're kind of diverting, I think.
Yeah. So what did you say? How did you say that?
Practices to improve.
To improve
energy, waste, and water,
sustainable practices.
And yeah, I was going more in that direction, or I was going in the direction of energy use, conservation, and renewal, or some combination of those terms. Right? We're talking about.
The problem here is just straight linguistics. You've just improved energy
use
and waste and water. You've improved practices in the water.
Or use conservation.
You've improved the practices in the waste, which is not so good.
I like management because I think energy management, waste management, water management is a sustainable practice. That makes sense.
Well, okay, improve sustainable practices in management of energy, waste, and water.
Okay.
In energy.
That's fine.
No, it's
not. All right, it's fine enough for me. I'm leaving. It's 7:57. It's time for me to go swim.
I think we should give Chris the final approval. We did all this work.
Thanks, Chris. We have a quorum here.
So we're back to implementation of new technologies and approaches that improve energy, waste, and water management.
It's not perfect, but
I like it.
It's clean.
I feel like this is the hardest part. We're selling it all in one sentence right now.
The one that I was proposing was energy, after, instead of management, was use, conservation, and whatever, something like, you know, the reduce, reuse, recycle. Somehow we're trying to help. You had the word behaviors, you know, so it's like, you know.
We're trying to modify behavior.
So what's a synonym for management again?
Lead, corral.
Or,
direct
use? I don't know. No. Please.
Are you trying to find it for
you
management?
Could, yeah, you could say something like implementation of new technology and approaches.
To me, this is where you
to promote stewardship of waste. Stewardship of.
To me, this is what we want.
Stewardship and behavior change related to. No.
Too much.
It's efficient. This is efficiency and conservation here. Those are the goals of these three areas.
Yeah. Use and conservation, right? Or.
I gotta tell you, I think the management concept's the only one that's gonna work.
That's because you're a manager. Yeah. If you were a designer, you'd have a different word than management.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, design works as a concept.
Yeah.
The design of better energy, waste, and water systems. You can do design.
Yeah. At this point,
what Hannah said, promote solution for energy, waste, water efficiency.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
that's good.
What is it?
That's good. Efficiency.
It's efficiency rather
instead
than
management.
Yeah.
Nice. Efficiency team. Nice. Thank you so much.
Cool.
It's frustrating having 12 people telling me what to do. I know there's only 7.
No, it's fine.
Wait till there's 9 of us.
You won't be here. Mark's really good.
Stewardship.
I think this is great. That's great. We'll talk on that. Oh, man. All right, I'm entrusting into you.
But we have to vote on something. Oh, no, we have still.
I support. We have a quorum. I support
even
whatever we even after we leave.
Get changed, right? The cleaning department.
Yeah.
You don't need me. Yeah.
We can just go the Mark Russo.
The Mark.
The Mark.
The Mark.
You called worse.
You want to change that?
You can just make it the town at this point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is where the rest of it's coming in.
That's correct.
The good stuff.
And you do have to go back up to that last sentence in the mission statement.
I guess we'll have to solve sea level rise next time.
Because you're not promoting stewardship of efficiency.
It doesn't make sense.
You're promoting
stewardship and efficiency.
I don't like to manage.
I heard that.
And
efficient better energy system? Waste and water stewardship. Promoting better stewardship.
Whoa, huh?
Get away.
Stewardship?
I'm going to get that.
To promote better.
Better?
Energy waste and water stewardship.
To promote better, does that just mean improve?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Promote better. It sounds like we made significant progress, and then we hit the word better, and it just
goes yeah. Whole better. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the energy or the management thing is the only way to go.
I like better, and I like systems.
Listen, why don't we just leave it at promote energy waste and water stewardship?
That's fine.
Okay.
How about responsible? Promote responsible energy waste and water
yeah.
stewardship.
I
the word there that. Should really be sustainable, but I'm over that word right now.
Yep. So that's like responsible drinking. Yeah, that's a good
thing. I really need to read this tomorrow. I know it's not allowed.
Well, if you have an objection or you see some, you know, typographical thing, that's not a thing. That's not a problem.
Yeah. I won't see it right now. It's a problem.
I mean, we could hold off to the next meeting. That's fine, too. It doesn't have to be next meeting.
Yeah. Stupid question. How often are town council meetings?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh!
Well, that... I feel like...
Sometimes they're once a month. We can wait 2 weeks. That means there's 2 meetings between our now and our next meeting.
Yep.
Oh, we're not going to have a meeting. We're not going to have a meeting, though, right, between now and then.
So what's going
to
change?
So it has to be a month from now.
Do we want... Part of me feels a little bad that one of our members had no input on
yeah.
this whatsoever.
I kind of yep. do, because
so
he's, really,
I'm gonna
he's
gonna
real smart.
I'm going to send out... I'm going to send both of these documents to you guys right now.
Cool.
And then read them on your own in a day or two, or 10, whatever, and then... Reply back with changes if you have any suggested changes, and I'll try to keep them together. And then Chris
and then
will
you
get
vote on them at your next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you want, you can respond back to me with any suggested changes, and then I'll try to incorporate it into a document that we can sit here and say,
like that.
So collectively, next time Hannah said.
And then if we get to a point where it's like, this is 93% there. Maybe we don't have to spend the whole meeting talking about it next time, because we can.
I don't think
we can be positive and maybe assume that this is good and they'll approve it and we can start acting under it.
Yeah, I don't. But what I want to say is, what could possibly go wrong? That's a terrible thing to say.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel pretty good about it. I mean,
this is the most progress we've made on this.
Ever. So we're not going to go to the town council meeting on Monday.
I don't know. I could honestly go either way. I don't know what else we're going to change. I need to read this one more time. Not now.
Well, it also comes out to whether we have Chris come and have any sort of inputs into it.
Yeah.
I mean, I will tell you, I'm happy to make a request of the town council without a vote by this committee. And I'm happy to make a recommendation to the council that they do this without a vote. And it's not great, but you guys would have to show up Monday night. And
that doesn't alleviate our guilt, though, no. of Chris not being involved.
Well, it just means that you don't have to vote on it tonight. You don't have to.
The only thing
that
gets
until.
Can we do it after?
Sometime before Monday.
Can they vote on a draft?
No, they're not going to.
But the only thing that's it's really preventing is the us
the
talking about some other thing and it would put off
applying for advertising for members to the committee.
Right.
So I mean, other than that, we can still, we're not really losing much by waiting another month.
That's fine.
Yeah, I understand that, and I understand. I definitely want Chris's input, but
when's our next meeting?
We always wait a month.
That is a piece of poor attitude. You're right. When's our next meeting?
A month out.
July 22nd is my guess.
I think it's the 15th. All right.
15th. God, it's not the 22nd.
Yeah. There's only one meeting of the council in August. I don't remember the date.
We'll have a ton of...
Okay, so we're not going on Monday. That's the...
Yeah, I feel like he's talking about it.
Okay. I get it.
Here you are trying to water down the guy's vote, and you're feeling guilty. You're trying to make him one of nine instead of one of five.
We're trying to get more Chris's on the committee.
Exactly. If I can clone him and populate the rest of the committee with a bunch of Chris's who all know a ton about wastewater and waste management.
So you're trying to make him five of nine.
Yeah. Probably.
July 15th. Are we going to do six or five? Are we going to go to six forever?
Six.
Okay. Our meetings are at 6 o'clock now?
Yes.
Okay. We do have one more agenda item, but...
They're always at six?
Yeah, that works better for you too, right?
Most of the time.
Okay.
The only time it wouldn't is if I have to go, if I have another meeting at seven.
Okay.
Because a lot of town council meetings are at seven that I do.
Okay.
But five, yeah, you normally am screaming down here to get here by five.
We didn't talk about new business.
What do you got?
I don't have anything.
No, we can carry over from last month. I don't think. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we covered a little bit of that at the beginning. Or
well,
town energy efficiency assessments and activities.
I'm not doing that right now.
No.
Okay.
Please.
Next month, if you want that, that was a carryover from last month.
Okay.
Yeah, we had that little discussion. I don't know if you guys want more on that for him to provide or.
Well, I missed it, so I
think since our next meeting is going to be, this is going to be such a short piece of the next meeting, that would be a good time to cover
it. Okay.
You're also going to have a presentation by Green Consumer Alliance.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah.
And can we get information about the charge up at next meeting, too?
Sure.
Where that may stand as far as, acquire another vehicle, or whether there's any funding for.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I guess you could send Mark Doug's.
I looked up something in here, and it was $15,000 on the last one for two vehicles, split between two vehicles, $7,500 per.
Yes.
I kind of remember it being a one shot thing.
It was one shot.
Yeah, but I think that Doug came up and saying that. Follow-up talks that he had was that it wasn't a one-shot deal.
Well, the guy...
We should call the
Ryan from OER.
Yeah.
Ryan Cody?
Yes.
We should call...
I think he's leaving.
They are leaving. They'll leave.
Yeah. He's been there forever. He's going somewhere.
We'll make a call and find out if they've got any more grants.
I think he might be going to DOT, though. He's still
but it all comes down to what was put in the capital for next year.
Yeah.
For replacement vehicle.
But
it's every other year.
If we can get, most of the vehicle paid for.
Yeah.
And then the question becomes, what's in the queue this year? I don't know what we're looking for.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, $7,500 for one vehicle.
Yeah.
And that only paid for what, like 25%?
No. It's more like...
The total vehicle was 26,000.
A third.
Yeah.
About a third.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually 25% if it was 26.
So there is one meeting next week at OER. That's one Capitol Hill. Is that the State House?
Yeah.
It's the Pink Palace.
Pink Palace?
The pink granite building across the street.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's to talk about the new initiative that's being kicked off by OER. for a shared energy manager for the grant funding.
Cool.
So several communities can get in on that, and I guess
we should
get out of it somehow. I'm not sure how. But
you're going?
I'm going.
Good.
Yes.
I was never in it.
We'll find out how to you know get a piece of that.
Get a piece of that action. Yeah, so we can have a shared energy manager that can keep track of all of our energy use.
Sweet.
Smart.
I like that.
So
report back. In conjunction with other towns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Can you talk about other towns one more time?
Well, yeah, it's probably, I'm not sure how it works, but it's a big kickoff meeting.
When we work with other towns, we try to grab all the resources.
Right, that's what I'm hoping for.
They work with other towns, meet we.
They cover the costs.
We talked about next meeting date and agenda items for next meeting, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Anything else? Everybody okay?
We're going to keep that, we're basically going to keep the same two.
Yes.
Same two items.
But they'll hopefully be reversed in how long we talk about them.
Yeah, right.
And we have a presentation. And
basically just want to get final comments the next meeting and give Chris a chance to weigh in. I think this should be 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
I think. I'm not really that great at estimating time.
I'm actually lost in the
I can stay on, it depends. Whatever's needed.
Okay.
I mean, the trend is, yes, it's going that way, but if Mark doesn't feel...
We have a pass to the next person over. Not taking it personally.
Whatever. I mean,
Cord,
we're fine. With, I mean, you know, the part of the point here is to make sure that you guys aren't overworked. So, take your lead on your level of stress and contentment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then, with that, it is 8:13, and this meeting is over.
We had 15 minutes early last time.
So yeah.
It's a wash.
What is this, comp time? Rob, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Thank you for typing.